Then, on that final, that analysis, see, what they're sending you back, then they start building up with different alloys together, just what they want for tapping purposes. When it's hot enough, to really just as bright as it, you can get some of it too hot, you can have some of it too cold. Eh? Just depends on the type of stuff that you're making. While in that stage of refining, you're adding your different alloys, see? Your chrome, if you chrome or nickel or whatever, you never add any more phosphorus, nothing like that. No, it's one of the biggest enemies, this is steel, sulfur and phosphorus. But you add a certain amount of manganese, a certain amount of nickel or chrome, just to get it to that particular percentage, what they're wanting each year, see? If you're a bit on the lower side in carbon, then you can always fetch her up, we add a bit to and keep it here nice and steady, see that you've got a nice slag and your ears either hot enough or, just right, just right. That comes with experience. You can't read out like that in books, you know.
No.
It comes with practical experience. I could tell whether it was, as soon as I got a sample out, I could tell. Even with facts, I could tell whether it was hot or whether it was cold. I could tell whether it was too hot to tap or say, oh, she's too hot. We've got her too hot, or she's not hot enough. You see? Well, then, your idiot's ready then. Next thing is smelters, like this. Gets his final test out at lab. Right, all. You're all right. Ladle up. Shout at team alive. Let's have that ladle up, see? Come on, get under. Now, he picks a ladle up with crane. And ladle's lowered under lander. Well, lander is like a spout, but it runs out of furnace. You get an electric furnace, the tip and tilt, you know, see. He brings up, now, the ladle teamer, ladleman, he's all responsibility for his ladle. Malta, if he's good, he's all right. If all goes wrong with it when it's in ladle, then it has to be... he has to explain why. Might be a running nozzle. He might lose his stopper end. Well, this time when they're lucky enough to pick it up, but they have to be lucky to pick one up when the one slides on. Well, if it's a running nozzle, well then many times it can't shut stream off. He might possibly lose all the heat. If it's a good crane driver, and I've had one or two good ones, you'd be able to shout up the crane man, you know, which way to go. Sheffield, Rotherham, which direction to go. And a good crane driver will just bring that ladle up or top at next mole, see? Then when he gets enough in that mole, he'll team will shout. On to next. But sometimes, if all goes wrong while it's in pit, under your lander, you might lose all lot. So he's responsibility for that. He's a big responsibility as a teamer. He's as much responsibility, really, as a melter after furnace. He's as much responsibility for his ladle.